What's cracking, guys? We got PFI making just enormously too much amount of horsepower right there on the dyno. We got some events to talk about, and I'm glad we're back. How y'all doing? What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for tuning in for this week. I wanted to go ahead and jump into our sponsors for this week, and this week they are sponsored by the Honda Vlogs t-shirt. Looking snazzy has never looked so good. You basically throw this on and you're instantly plus 10 to cool the second you step out of the store right now. You can check it out on screen as you're looking right now. I have no idea who the models are right now, but don't they look good. Anyways, guys, I wanted to kick this off with PFI Speed. Brent, basically the leader of the pack going on right now, but I wanted to definitely talk about these guys because they've been pumping out so much content the past couple weeks, and not just from PFI. As far as PFI, we've gotten boosted boys out of there. OG PFI Dan and Goofy Built Shane. As you know, he is working on his H22 CRX. Boosted boys is basically kicking out the Honduru. Kyle's busting out the wagon, trying to hit 1,000 horsepower there, and together as PFI. So much Honda content coming out of this one little garage right here, and it's not even that small. I think the last time we checked it was 11 doors, but it's insanity right there. These guys as a collective power are putting out more horsepower than all of the Tesla Model 3s that have come out this year alive. And I can't quite figure out how they're putting out this much power, especially when they're trying to put a K-Series in a NASCAR truck, because what are you guys trying to do? Go to the moon with this thing? I'm so happy that you guys are doing this, and it's really awesome because you're basically all under one roof, putting out so much content from different points of view and all collectively just helping the community hand in hand. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing out there. Throwing it out to another person that's basically putting in tons and tons of effort out there, putting out horsepower, we got Hunter Tuned. If you've been following him along, you definitely know he's been working very, very long to try to get a dyno in his own hands. He tuned his Chevy Stang to be able to hit, I believe, 9s, but definitely 10s. Double check me on there, but at the same time, he did hit 10s with his hatchback that he built by hand and also tuned by hand. And it's really awesome to know that you finally have a dyno and Hunter Tune exists, not only in your garage, but as an actual facility where they dug a hole and actually put a dyno in it, where he's putting actual numbers down that he tunes. I'm very, very proud of you, man. You have not stopped since I found you here on YouTube. You've been putting out tons and tons of effort, putting out tons and tons of educational videos, showing people how to actually tune their own cars. And it's really cool to see that your dream of getting a dyno in your own garage is finally coming out right now. All right, stepping over to this week's underrated chassis here on YouTube, we are talking about the Accord, and the top one I want to talk about right now is Driven Films Photography. If you haven't following this channel, you absolutely should. Really awesome guy putting out amazing content on Accords that you don't really see that much right now. If you have a Civic Hatch, even a Del Sol now, if you have any other car, there is probably a plethora of channels showing you content. They have right now a CG5 Accord with an F20B. I know they're doing amazing content out there, like I've been saying right now, and they have a couple of cords on the channel with a garage in the backyard of their own house, so you know that content is coming consistently. Absolutely check this out. Another channel with Accord content, and Moises Robles. This guy has a CB7 Accord. It's black. You probably know him right here. I have his Instagram right here on the screen. If you follow him right there, he has pictures of his Accord, one of the nicest looking ones I've seen right now on Instagram, and he's bringing it over to YouTube. I love the style of the videos, and I love the content that he's definitely pushing out. So I really love the fact that we can bring more Accord content out here. Following that, I wanted to talk about some channels that are upholding the Honda culture this week, bringing in new content, new faces, and new builds as much as they can to the channels. And kicking this off, we have Automotive Anatomy. You guys know this guy. He's put out a bunch of different reviews in the past couple days, even with the CVCC, a Del Sol, and many more. And I'm really happy that you're doing these, because at the beginning of your channel, I saw you did kind of other vehicles and other makes and models. But if you've been following him along for the past couple weeks, he has been honing down, because I believe he also has an Accord himself. I may be wrong. Let me know in the comments if I am. But you've been holding it down for the Hondas right here on YouTube. All the cars that people have been building their passion and where they're taking them right now. So props to you, man. Following that, we got Javi Vibes working with the Honda Acura Classics. This guy is basically banging out video after video after video with Mugen Lincoln Integras, amazing June cars, NSXs, and everything else he can get his hands on, working with a group of people, a sort of collective that is holding on to Honda Acura classic vehicles, and he's having the opportunity to actually bring those to our eyes here on YouTube, showing us basically what cars are actually out there being kept in their true form. If you really love these kind of videos, definitely check out Hobby Vibes. All right, stepping over to a new segment, I wanted to go over some cool new products that have come out in the past couple weeks that I really want to discuss to you. And right now, obviously everybody knows that Hybrid Racing came out with a new B&D shifter, and K-Tuned also came out with a very similar shifter. I want to talk about some things that are coming out from the hands of the enthusiasts, and I want to kick that off with Megaspool, working with all-wheel drive tubular lower control arms. See, if you've been following his channel, you've probably seen the progression of the build of the drag car that he's been building. And at the beginning, I think it was going to come out for the Honda YouTube challenge, but I'm not sure what's going on with the challenge as it is right now, but he has not stopped his creation. He tried the way that Young Static tried to do. He wanted to chop it and bring the arms in a little bit better to do the all-wheel drive Civic build. But you know what? He's a fabricator at heart. He wanted to build something that would not only be special and unique to him, but actually a product that he could possibly remake in the future, because I believe it's something the community actually needs. And these all-wheel drive trailing arms, fully spherical, are something made out of the gods, if you really look at it right now. But jokes aside, this is an amazing product. He was actually featured in Humble Performance video kind of talking about them. They're one of a kind. I'm really happy that you're making these by hand, man. If you guys haven't been following along, please, please check out Megaspool. Next up, another thing I wanted to talk about, I've actually brought up before, and that is Vane engine stands. This guy has been kicking out new products since I last talked to him. Not only are they making rolling engine stands that are static, not just like the ones you get from Harbor Freight where you just hold it from one side of the block. This is a really awesome stand with 4 points that literally holds your engine the exact way that it would be in the engine way, allowing you to literally sit there on a creeper stool and work on your car, or now making static to height stands. I've kind of seen those on Instagram right now, so you can actually stand and work on your car. And I think you can also literally drop your car right on it because the stand is holding the engine. No need for a hoist. At least that's kind of how I see you could possibly do that. So if you guys aren't following along for that, definitely check it out. I'll have all this information right here along with everybody else I've been talking about. You can definitely find out all of their information in the description below. Definitely check out Vane engine stands. Honda Day is the next event I wanted to talk about that was actually this last weekend. There's a lot of people that were there. Shades, Wade, Cirque Motive Garage, K-Power Performance, just to name a few people that were actually at the event who did create content. There's a few more. You can definitely find those people in the description below. I'm really excited to know that I believe Cirque Motive actually went very fast and actually got a trophy for how fast he did, so definitely check that out. I'm actually upset that Shades Way didn't actually win an award for all of the effort that went into his DC5. It's one of the cleanest DC5s I've seen in a very long time. It was actually repainted like 2 or 3 days before that actually came out. Got a bunch of JDM parts to make the front end of the car look immaculate. His whole car is literally a JDM car that is left-hand drive with all the body panels. He's probably missing one or two things to make it an exact replica. So man, I can't believe you didn't win anything. But you know what? There's always later in the year for the next Honda Day. If you're also looking for more footage like that, you can also check out the official Nice Ones channel, because they are always on top of the best footage you can find right there at Honda Day, along with K-Power Performance, Cirque Motive Garage, and Shades Wade. Following that, in the last weekend as well, you had Import Alliance. A lot of people went there. You had David Patterson of the Dude in Blue, Four Bangers Production, Zosh, Mark from Honda Street Garage, Honda Pro Jason, 79th Production, just to name a few people that were actually there having a blast networking for Import Alliance. It's really cool to see that. I believe it was almost close to 40,000 people that went to this event. It's insane to know how many buildings that are actually combined to make Import Alliance an actual event. To think of the planning that goes into these things just for us enthusiasts to actually show up is insane. Props to the organizers of that, and absolutely happy to see all the footage that came out of this. Following that, we got Carnival. This is another half car show, half carnival that's actually here in the Bay Area. It's going to be coming out on 420. After that, we got the 15th anniversary at IBOC and Fontana in Southern California at the Auto Club Motor Speedway. Same place it was last year. This is going to be really, really cool. I believe a lot of people are actually going to be there. I'd love to make it myself. Hopefully we'll see how things go. There is another month before this actually happens, but 15th anniversary of IBOC. Definitely check that out. All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in for another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for tuning in another week as we go over what's been going on here on YouTube in the Honda community. If you like this video and you want to see more like it, absolutely hit subscribe, hit like, and your notification bell, because this comes out, the Honda Recap, every Monday night at 8 o'clock. So definitely subscribe as we go over what's been going on in the Honda universe here on YouTube every Monday night at 8 o'clock. If you want to support the channel and the movement of everything that's going on here on YouTube, absolutely head over to HondaVlogs.com, pick yourself up a hoodie, a shirt, and everything else to keep yourself warm. We have stickers on there as well. Thank you all. See you next week. Peace.